That right there is the suburbs, Rattle My Bones. Probably on next week's show, we're going to chat with Chan Poling from that band. He has now written and published a really lovely children's book. So we're going to talk with him and the illustrator from that book. That'll probably be on next weekend's show. Also heard from Jonathan Richman with Roadrunner, and Apples in Stereo did Energy. Coming up before the end of the show, Divinity Rocks is going to call in and chat with us. Divinity was the music director and touring bass player for Beyonce. She's been doing amazing kids music, and we're going to talk about her new album, Worldwide Playdate. We're going to hear from the Barkays and brand new music from John Legend. You should stick around. Explore the Child, and we're joined via Zoom by Divinity Rocks. How are you today?
Hey, I am doing very well. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Always good when I'm talking to you. New album is called Worldwide Playdate. It's out now. And could just ask you a couple questions and then get into a song from it. One thing, I was listening to this record today and I was thinking that maybe even more than your prior records, this album just feels like a party from top to bottom, start to end, head to toe. What were you thinking when you went into this and writing and recording this record? Sort of what was your mission statement when you're going into this?
Well, first, thank you for having me.
Of course.
My mission statement, I really wanted it to feel like a party all the way through. So the fact that you felt that is exactly what I wanted it to feel. I wanted it to feel like 90s hip hop, when it was fun, when it was exciting, when we were just discovering what hip hop was and how it made us feel on the inside. So yeah, that's kind of what I wanted it to feel like, just a huge play date.
That's awesome. And you've mentioned in the press, and you just said it just now, that this was inspired a lot by the music from when you were growing up or when you were younger. And that kind of makes me want to ask about that. Was there a particular, a song, a particular artist, a particular album, a particular moment that made you say, oh, that's what I need to do. Music needs to be part of my life from here on out. Was there like a song that you can point to or a particular moment?
Wow, was there a song? That's a good one. There were so many songs,
Sure.
Back growing up, man, the bass was funky. Everything was funky. Everything was dance. It was Cameo. It was, Rhythm Nation.
Yeah.
I actually did Control, Janet Jackson's Control, from her performance at the American Music Awards. I learned that whole routine and did it in a talent show when I was in the fifth grade.
Come on.
Yeah,
oh, that's so great.
I wish I could find the video. We sat and we kept hitting rewind on our VHS tape because that's how we recorded it, and learned the whole routine step by step, top to bottom, to perform in a talent show.
That's so cool. Well, and it led to what has been already just an astonishingly great career. And, musical director with Beyonce, playing with her for a long time on tour and elsewhere. And then, I guess, 3 or 4 years ago, something like that, you joined the family music world, too, added that to this amazing resume. What was it that made you say, I'm going to go on and add family music to what I'm doing?
It's funny because I had written a family music song years ago called I Can Be Anything, back in the, I want to say early 2000s, for this company who identified me as somebody who was positive and making positive music.
Sure.
And so I wrote this song. It's called I Can Be Anything. You can find it if you stream it. But I kind of stepped away from making that a focal point of my career. But during the pandemic, I just had an opportunity to participate in this project that Scholastic was doing. They were doing this musical project, and a friend of mine asked me if I wanted to join the project, and I did, and I sent them in a bunch of demos, and they loved them, and I got to meet the team, and I got to fall in love with the music, and they were going to turn two of the songs into books, and all of a sudden I was thrust into this world, and I thought, it's great to have these two books coming out, but I'm a musician and I'm an artist. Why not make a record? And so, bam, I made this record, and I wasn't thinking that I was becoming a family music artist. I just started hanging out with this community who was open, and I started really loving it. And the album got so much love, and it was like, yo, this feels like home.
That's awesome. And there's some really cool collaborations on this record too, which I think is one of the things, I mean, that comes from a lot of scenes have really cool collaborations, of course, but I think it's one of the things that is really, I've been doing the radio show for 19 years now, and one of the things that's really come a long way is how many artists are doing that, right? To find ways to collaborate with each other, to bring in people maybe from a different genre into an album as well. And I don't actually have a question to come out of that, it's so cool that you've been able to do some of that.
Oh, yeah, man. This record, I wanted it to feel like a play date. So I invited some of my really close musical friends, from Victor Wooten to Malcolm Jamal Warner, who actually is also a bass player. And
I didn't know that. I saw his name on there. I was like, wait, I remember that guy. I didn't know he was a musician even.
He's a bass player and an incredible poet. And we used to have these little morning jam sessions when I lived in L.A. We were studying under this incredible bass player by the name of Anthony Wellington. So we had so much much in common. Cora Coleman, who I played with Beyonce, and she actually was the only drummer who's played two Super Bowls, one with Prince and one with Beyonce. She's on the album.
That's amazing.
Right. Like, these are my friends, you know?
Victor Wooten, just legendary, Wooten, too.
Man. Victor is... Yeah, I mean, I had to call Vic, and the song we did together is really one of my favorites. Man, there are just so many cool collaborations from Tank and the Bangas, to Moo Moo Fresh, who's one of the most positive female MCs. Also, I brought in Mary Brown as a co-writer and an incredible production partner and musician, Wayne Gerard, to help with the production, man. You know, it's a lot trying to do a full project by yourself when it's not a pandemic. You know what I mean? So it was really nice to be able to bring all these people together and really have such an amazing play day. And I think you can feel it in the music, like you said. Plus my nieces and my nieces and the Genesis Cheer Squad from Atlanta, these group of like 12-year-olds chanting and singing on the record, man. It's just
yeah, I mean, I know you're no longer in Atlanta, but man, Atlanta is in you, and it's in this album, and it's great.
That's right. Thank you. Oh, the South got something to say. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in Minnesota now, but my family's Arkansas, so I got a lot of love for the South. So
you know how they connected, right?
I try to anyway. Yeah. So the new record is Worldwide Playdate. People can find out about it at Divvy Rocks Kids. That's ROXX Kids, including about live shows. Looks like you got a couple at Rockefeller Park in New York coming up this fall. Hopefully some more shows too coming.
Yeah, maybe? I have a really, really incredible show I'm so excited about at the Lincoln Center Atrium here in New York City.
Oh, cool.
It's on September 28th at 11 a.m. It's absolutely free, and my goal is to play the album from top to bottom. I'm going to invite some people to come out for the play date, so I don't know who's going to show up, but I guarantee you it's going to be a good time with full band. September 28th, Lincoln Center.
So cool. All right, I'm not going to ask you for your favorite song from the record, but if you had to choose one song from it to introduce the record, to introduce yourself to somebody who hasn't heard you before, what's that song going to be?
I gotta go with Worldwide Playdate. It's the title track.
That's the introduction. All right, everybody, it's Divinity Rocks. Worldwide Playdate here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Divinity, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
It's the Worldwide Playdate. Welcome to the Worldwide Playdate. Welcome to the Worldwide Playdate. The date, the playdate, the date, the playdate. Exclusive. It's a playdate. Everybody jumps in. Play, calling up my friends to make a play day, best day ever. I just want to say, I hope it never ends. Can we do this every day? See, this little Divvy got it started. This little Divvy stay home. This little Divvy got on the dance floor and she danced all night long. Giddy girl, giddy girl, giddy, giddy, giddy girl. Show them how you do it in your Divvy, Divvy world. Giddy girl, giddy, giddy, giddy girl. Dance all night long. Do your dance, do it every by day. In a dish, how many pieces do you wish? Red light stop, green light go. Dance contest, everybody get low. Now rise to the top, let the beat drop. All over the world with love and hip hop. Hey, that's a bop, ooh, that's a bop. Let's play another game, tell me what you wanna rock. Bring around the rosies with our pockets full of posies. Everybody clap your hands. Hey, now it's time to dance. Right about now, we're gonna have a dance break. Are y'all ready for the dance break? I want everybody to in the line, cause we gon' do something called the Divvy Slide. We gon' step two times to the right, two times to the left, then take it on back, take it on back, take it on back, yeah, you know we like that. Now step two times to the right, two times to the left, now take it on back, take it on back, take it on back, yeah, you know we like that. Now grab a partner, do-si-do, grab another and around we go, take it on down, take it on down, take it on down to the ground, can you feel me now? Everybody jumps in. Hey, go get
easy to spell. And if you know it for yourself, then everybody else, well, they can tell. When L-O-V-E love gets into your heart, it sparkles like a star. And everyone can see how bright you are. Because love, love, love makes you feel better. Love, love, love keeps us together. Love, love, love warm like a sweater. Aren't you glad to know that you've got love? Like a bird, the sweetest song I've heard, sweeter than dessert. And L-O-V-E love, it don't cost a thing. It's free for you and me. So you'll give love, and I'll give love, and we all can give our love. Love, love makes you feel better. Love, love, love keeps us together. Love, love, love warm like a sweater. Aren't you glad to know that you've got love, love, love makes your day brighter. Love, love, love glows like a fire. Love, love, love aren't you inspired to live a life where every day is love? Yeah, love, love, love. And if you know it for yourself, you can give it out as well. So everybody else feels love, love, love.
John Legend's got a brand new children's album coming out. It's going to be called My Favorite Dream. That's the first single from it. It's called L-O-V-E. Tons of great collaborators on there. It's going to be a really fun album. Hoping to maybe get him on the show. We'll find out. That'd be pretty cool. Herbert the Barques before that, and Divinity Rocks, title track from her album Worldwide Playdate. Thanks to Divinity for calling in and chatting. And we started the whole thing off with Motion Worker with Right Now here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. And we've reached the end of the show, friends. Thanks for hanging out. I do appreciate it. My name is Bill Childs, with you every week. Come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9, distributed via PRX. You can find us online at sparetherock.com, and you can hear us on a bunch of different stations. I haven't mentioned that lately, but 93.9 The River in Northampton, 106.1 The Corner in Charlottesville, KVRZ in Libby, Valley Free Radio, KIYU in Alaska. What up, people in Alaska? WFNU in St. Paul, KCMJ in Colorado Springs. It's really all over the place. It's great. As I said, sparetherock.com, Facebook and Instagram at sparetherock. Send us an email at show@sparetherock.com. Starting and end of the show with They Might Be Giants. This week, we're going to hear another Beast of Horns version. This is Mr. Me. Have a good week, y'all. Bye-bye.
He ended up sad. He ended up really, really, really sad. He ended up sad. He ended up sad. He ended up really, really, really sad. So take the hand of Mr. Me and Mr. Make him glad to swim the Mr. Mystery and cease the Mr. Mystery. ended up sad. He ended up sad. He ended up really, really, really sad. He ended up sad. He ended up sad. He ended up really, really, really sad. He ended up sad. He ended up sad. He ended up really, really, really sad. He ended up sad. He ended up sad. He ended up really, really, really sad.
Radio Alicia is the only radio show with Spanish subtitles. We broadcast in Technicolor every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Radio Malicia.
Radio Malicia.
Radio Malicia.
Radio Malicia.
We program happy rhythms, predominantly in Spanish, but with tons of Canadian and female content. We also feature phone interviews with local and international artists.
Radio Alicia.
Every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Radio Rewind.